Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco PAN's conference call to discuss the fourth quarter of 2017 results. This event is also being broadcasted simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.bancopan.com.br/IR, and MCIQ platform, with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question-and-answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now I will turn the conference over to Mr. Inácio Caminha, Investor Relations Superintendent, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Inácio Caminha, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our conference call to disclosure of our results in this fourth Q17. Starting with the highlights on page 3, we see that PAN recorded a net income of 55 million, taking the annual results to a net income of 213 million. The loan portfolio ended the quarter at 18.6 billion, with a slight decline in 12 months, with the retail portfolio increasing and the corporate reducing in line with the bank's strategy. In the retail origination, we originated a monthly average of 1.3 billion, led by the payroll loan, which amounted to an average of 720 million reais per month. Our annual net interest margin was 17.5% in the quarter and 16.6% in 2017, above the 13.6% in 2016. And we ended the quarter with a consolidated shareholders' equity of 3.6 billion, with a Basel ratio advancing to 13.3%. As we mentioned on our last call, we sold our interest in Stone and announced a 400 million capital increase. This capitalization will take our equity to 4 billion reais, and we are on the final steps, only waiting for the central bank's approval. Along with that, the renewal of our shareholders' agreement, now valid for another 9 years, demonstrates the commitment and support coming from our controlling shareholders in the execution of our business plan. Our net interest margin on the next slide moved for 22%, totaling 3.6 billion in 2017, reflecting the good spreads of our operations. The credit provision has remained stable in 1.1 billion in the annual comparison, showing the strong credit granting process. As a result, the gross income from financial intermediation presented an important expansion of 35% in 2017. Regarding the administrative and personnel expenses, we can see a nominal decrease of 3% in the annual comparison, with an even higher decrease in real terms. The slight increase in origination expenses are related to the final adjustments to the accounting rule of commissions that we'll see further on. And the income before tax presented a considerable improvement in the quarterly and annual comparison, registering a net income of 55 million in this quarter and an accumulated of 213 million in 2017. In the next slide, we present an overview of our main business lines. During 2017, we took some strategic decisions, discontinuing some business lines and focusing in segments that we are strong with a highly dedicated and capable commercial team, and also having a sound market position. Regarding payroll deductibles, We operate with both loans and credit cards to public servants and INSS pensioners, mostly federal. In vehicles, we decided to focus in the origination through multi-brand dealers, financing vehicles mostly up to 7 to 8 years of use. And we also finance motorcycles with a specific and profitable credit profile. We also operate with credit cards and insurance, which represents a smaller portion of our portfolio. As a consequence of this strategic repositioning, the corporate real estate personal credit portfolios are running off with a dedicated team to smoothly manage this process. We operate granting credits all over Brazil. There is a great concentration in the southeast and south regions, naturally. And we have around 6,000 multi-brand vehicle dealers originating vehicle financing for us, and almost 1,000 brokers for payroll loans. We ended 2017 with 4.3 million clients, 2.2 million credit cards, and 2,100 employees. On page 6, we present the details of our origination. We have granted 3.9 billion in retail credits in this quarter, representing a monthly average of 1.3 billion. During 2017, the monthly average origination was 1.4 billion. And more important than the volume are the spreads that we have that have been contributing to the good performance of our interest margin. In 2017, payroll loans had an average origination of 842 million reais per month, with a significant share of INSS pensioners. In vehicle financing, the average was 342 million, and in credit cards, the transaction average was 270 million reais per month. On page 7, we show the composition of our credit portfolio. In the first table, we see that payroll loans remain as the largest portfolio with 8.9 billion. Then we see vehicle portfolio with 5.9 billion. And next comes the declining corporate portfolio with 1.7 and real estate with 1 billion. The credit cards remain stable at 1 billion. And in the lower chart, we see that the retained portfolio has presented a slight decrease, mainly due to the decrease in the corporate and real estate portfolios. The originated portfolio that we see on the side, which adds up the portfolio assigned to Caixa, ended the quarter at 35.6 billion. On page 8, we show the quality of the retail portfolio. From the chart, we notice that our 90 days NPL has remained relatively stable when compared to the last quarter and presented a slight improvement in the annual comparison. On page 9, we present the breakdown of the bank's costs and expenses, segregating the expenses related to the origination. Personnel and administrative expenses totaled 272 million in this quarter and 1.1 billion in 2017, presenting a reduction in nominal and also real terms. In the bottom left chart, we show the decrease in the number of employees with a substantial reduction in 2017, also generating layoff costs. And from 2018 on, we expect to capture these effects, the effects coming from these adjustments, and we'll continue to seek efficiency gains going through a digital transformation at the bank. On the origination expenses, we noticed the final adjustment related to the central bank's accounting rule of commissions upfront, and also a decline in the deferred commissions. In the next slide, we show the evolution of the payroll, both loan and credit card. In the quarter, we originated a total of 720 million reais per month, totaling 2.2 billion in new credits, approximately 90% from loans and 10% from credit cards. Regarding the credit portfolio, the balance of loans closed the quarter at 7.7 billion because of the credit assignments. And along with the credit cards, the portfolio reached 9 billion, accounting 48% of our total credit portfolio. When we look at the origination breakdown, we can see an important concentration on federal risk, responding to 87% of the 2017 origination. The INSS represented 62%, showing the quality of our origination. And the origination in states and municipalities has been reduced over the years and are carried out with a strong analysis of the financial situation of these entities. On slide 11, we present more details about the vehicle segment. As we can see in the graph, the monthly average presented a slight increase in this quarter to 291 million, totaling 870 million in the quarter. The portfolio increased, ending the year at 6 billion. And in the top right table, we have some information about our origination in the segments that we operate, such as the volume, average tenor, and down payment ratio. And here we confirm the good quality of our credit concession. And it's also worth mentioning that the profitability is the main focus of our operation. On page 12, we show the evolution of credit cards and insurance. The credit cards portfolio ended the quarter at 978 million. And in insurance, we originated a monthly average of 15 million reais in premiums in this last quarter. The funding, shown on slide 13, closed the quarter at 17.9 billion, with an increase in time deposits from market investors and a reduction in the interbank deposits from shareholders. And besides that, our digital platform keeps improving, contributing to the diversification of our funding. On slide 14, we have the information about capital. In 2017, our Basel ratio rose slightly to 13.3, with 9.8% of Tier 1 capital. And considering the 400 million reais capital increase, the December's capital will have been 15.6%, bringing comfort to the implementation of Basel III. And in the next and last slide, we have a summary of our institution. 2017 has been an important year for us, and we want to summarize why we are an attractive and unique bank. So for a start, we have a strong and committed shareholders, which gives us support to the execution of our business plan. Our executives and team have a lot of experience and contribute significantly to our success. We are very well recognized and positioned in the markets that we operate, and where we have become a relevant player, both in payroll deductible and also in vehicle financing, which are our main products. And one of our main strengths, especially regarding the relationship with our brokers, is our ability to rapidly adapt, given our agile structure. And we have been implementing a digital transformation aiming to provide a better experience to our clients, gaining agility and reducing costs. With that, we conclude the presentation and open the line for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing the pound key. Since there seems to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Inácio Caminha for his final remarks.
Once again, thank you for the presence, and see you next quarter.
This concludes Banco Pan's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.